Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And it's your Daily Dish. Let's start by talking about Sheena and Stassi on Watch What Happens Live. Andy finally got Sheena to talk about her divorce from Mike. She hasn't spilled a whole lot of details.
Right, and we aren't seeing it on the show because it hasn't happened yet.
She says we will at the end.
So
she wouldn't say everything, but what she would say is that remember when they were in town for the Vandercrawl?
Mm-hmm.
She says at that time, she had no idea where Shay was.
I talked to her when she was in the office.
Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that he went to a studio one night and didn't come back. And so for a week, had no idea where he was. And so Andy asked if she thought them talking about his problems on air was sort of like the catalyst for everything. And she said, you know, after we had our issues, we tried to take a trip, make it a second honeymoon, and we just never got the spark back. So she doesn't blame the show. She says it was all about them. But he asked her, what are you going to do with those huge blow-up photos of your wedding?
Oh, my God.
And she said, burn them.
What?
She said she's joking and they're in storage, but apparently the two of them are not on speaking terms right now. And if you remember from their, like, joint divorce statement, it was all about, like,
conscious uncoupling.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We're going to be friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sad.
Seeing them this season, I feel like they have been so on the same page and he's been so supportive and they both look great.
Well,
yeah.
Stay tuned, I guess.
Right, I guess you... Moving on.
It's one of my favorites.
Beverly Hills. I have a confession about Beverly Hills. I've never watched a full game night episode.
Okay, how is that even possible?
I know!
Because those tend to be the best episodes.
I would always see, like, the messy moment of, like, the fight. But I always, I'm like, what happened or what was the context? What led up to this? I don't really know. Because I've seen all of the, like, blow-ups.
Yeah.
But it's all very murky for me with, like, how it all, even Slut Pig.
No, Slut Pig, I was going to say, was my favorite. But it got trumped by Poker Night at Eileen's when Brandy and Kyle get into it, and Brandy pushes Kyle.
Well, that flashback, yeah, I was like, oh.
And Kim was kind of, like, out of her mind.
Right.
Ugh. Well, speaking of Kim.
Speaking of Kim, she came back into our lives, and I couldn't be happier.
And she and Lisa Rinna faced off again in this episode. What did Harry do? Like, was brought up.
Again.
And Kim, you know, I think it's crazy that Kim still would not admit that she did anything.
Right. It felt very like she's hurt, she's offended, she needs an apology from Lisa, but with no, like, it takes two to tango, but,
yeah,
like, it does. So
it
there
is.
So it would have been nice for after Lisa apologizing if Kim would have been like, and I'm sorry if I offended
right.
you in any way. Then I really think there could have been, like, a kibosh on the whole thing. But because she didn't get that back, as we see in the next on, Lisa is not
letting this go.
No.
And also, I don't know, Lisa, I just was disappointed, and so were all the ladies, when she kind of went low and was like, let's talk about your arrest. Right. I mean, I know the point she was trying to make, but it's like you're talking about someone's life and, like, she's fully admitted to, like, she wasn't sober, you know, for all that time.
Right.
So, something funny from the episode was when Dorit and Eden were both announced that we would be seeing them on Beverly Hills. I remember looking at photos of both of them and thinking, they look very similar. Watching them on screen, not as much, but definitely in photos, they look like they could be sisters. So I thought it was funny when Dorit was like, I find myself attracted to you, Eden. Because it's like, of course you do, because it looks just like you.
Oh my God, that's funny. I didn't even think of that. I feel like Dorit is someone that is very complimentary. I feel like every time she meets someone or, like, in the midst of, like, talking, in the middle of, like, talking to someone, she'll be like, you're just adorable, or aren't you so cute?
Right.
And to me, that means that she's a very confident person in herself because she's not really thinking about, like, how am I looking? She's just, right, like, admiring somebody else.
Right.
Which kind of makes me like her. Like, that whole thing, I was like, Dorit, I feel like you're just, like, really confident and know thyself and, like,
yeah,
able
no.
And, like, and that was kind of confirmed later, and Lisa Vanderpump even said it when they were kind of, like, holding her feet to the fire, and she was like, oh, you think she's gonna sit there and take it, not Dorit? And
right.
I was like, oh no, they may not realize who they're messing with here.
Yeah.
So moving on to Ladies of London, they're in Edinburgh. Caroline Stanberry's gonna be moving to Dubai soon. She wanted, like, one last send-off with the ladies. So she invites them all to this castle in Edinburgh, which is, like, gorgeous. The rooms are named after flowers, and it's all, like, amazing. But immediately, these women shouldn't host, I don't think. I think they should just, like, arrive at a hotel, and then it's, like, the free-for-all on Housewives, where, like, Ramona Singer always goes for the best room, which causes its own drama.
I don't know why anyone wants to host. Like, why do they like the pressure of
maybe
having...
Maybe it's, like, a British thing, though, maybe, that, like, one person feels the need to, like,
yeah,
host and present. But so there was a moment where Caroline's, like, giving away the rooms, and then she realizes her room, the bathroom, is, like, down the hall. So then she's like, Marissa, can you switch with me? And I just was like, oh, this is gonna start some shit.
Yeah, because, like, I know Luke's your friend, but, like, you can walk the extra 5 steps to his room.
Right, and as Marissa says, you know, like, you give yourself the best room. That's the opposite of what a host should do.
Right.
So I was just like, Caroline, if you're trying to show them, oh, my hosting's more fun and way better, like, I don't know. This was not maybe the way to do it. And
right,
then also making a rule. She was so upset with Julie for making rules to kind of dig at her and Juliet. And then she purposely made a rule to kind of dig at Caroline Fleming about breakfast. So I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Speaking of breakfast,
I don't know what they were eating. I didn't know what... I knew what sausage was, obviously, but I'm still confused.
So the choices were sausage or a fish dish that's made with rice. Those are not... Like,
breakfast.
I guess sausage is fine on the side of something, but, like, those aren't breakfast foods.
Right. Someone ordered toast, and I was like, well, thank God.
Yeah, like, toast, I understand.
To me, if you're going to be offering breakfast, it's, like, a whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, some fruit.
Yeah, yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yowgurt, as the British say.
They say yowgurt?
Yes.
I think they say yogurt. I don't know. If you're British, tweet us.
Do you say yowgurt?
Do you say yogurt? But we end with Juliet.
Yeah. You know, I feel like she's putting all her friendship eggs in Caroline's basket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's kind of being short.
Very short and very, blunt.
Yeah, and blunt. Even with Adela, who was sharing, like, a really emotional, raw experience.
So the ladies are at dinner, and Adela's talking about her addiction and her struggles with depression and an attempt to actually take her own life. And Juliet comes back with a very intense reaction to it. Caroline Fleming, in her interview, expressed it best, but she was just like, I was shocked.
Right.
That Juliet had that reaction.
But the conversation does get really intense very quickly.
So that happened, and all the ladies are a little upset. or kind of like, what's going on with Juliet that was really aggressive? The word aggressive gets tossed around.
Right.
So then the next morning at this strange breakfast
with
of
fish and sausage.
Of sausage and fish, Sophie kind of makes a toast in the morning of like, I hope we can move on. I like you, Caroline. I like you, Caroline. And I think I like you, or something of that effect, to Juliet. And Juliet is just like, you think you like me? What is that?
You want to go negative? I could go negative.
Yeah, and like, and Sophie's like, I didn't mean it in any way. Like, I didn't mean to be negative. She's like, oh, I'll go negative. So, like, I don't know if maybe she is taking the brunt of all the Caroline stuff.
Yeah.
Because she does ride or die kind of for her. And this, like, kind of blow-up starts happening over sausages and fish. And it continues next week. And the guys are coming next week, and I'm interested to see how that changes the dynamic.
Yeah. Next week.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I hope they can all come together before Caroline leaves.
We've been getting your tweets, and we've been really enjoying reading them. So please keep it up. Tell us what you want to talk about, what your thoughts were on Beverly Hills and Ladies of London. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.